Hello and welcome to BattlefieldTraining.com, a podcast dedicated to building the leader in you. From websites to webinars, online opportunities to one-on-one coaching. Remember, the first step in success is building the leader in you. So let's get started. Hey, as part of the Independent Certified John Maxwell team, we want to live out the principles John teaches. This is our rule of five that we seek to practice every day: to lead, grow, create, excel, and serve. Remember, make today count. All right, we're going to talk about a few of the best behaviors for level one positional leaders. How to make the most of your position. All leaders can learn to lead differently and move up with the levels of leadership if they're willing to change the way they lead on level one. How do you make the most of your leadership position while shifting from positional to permissional? Number one, stop relying on position to push people. There's nothing wrong with having a leadership position. That's a starting place for most leadership. However, there's everything wrong with having a positional mindset. If you have to tell people that you're the leader, you're not. If you continue to rely on your position to move people, you may never develop influence with them, and your success will always be limited. Level one leaders think this way: top down. I'm over you. Separation. Don't let people get too close to you. Image. Fake it till you make it. Strength. Never let them see you sweat. Selfishness. You're here to help me. Power. I determine your future. Intimidation. Do this or else. Rules. The manual says. And by contrast, higher level leaders think differently. Level two leaders think in terms of these things. Collaboration. Okay, let's work together. Initiation. I'll come to you. Inclusion. What do you think? Cooperation. Together we can win. Service. I'm here to help you. Development. I want to add value to you. Encouragement. I believe you can do this. Innovation. Let's think outside the box. Level two relies on people skills, not power, to get things done. It treats individual followers as people, not merely subordinates. If you want to become a better leader, let go of control and start fostering cooperation. Good leaders stop bossing people around and start encouraging them. That's the secret to being a people-oriented leader. Because much of successful leadership is encouragement. Number two, trade entitlement to movement. Trade entitlement for movement. Good leaders don't take anything for granted. They keep working and keep leading. They understand that leadership must be earned and established. They remain dissatisfied in a way because dissatisfaction is a good one-word definition of motivation. Good leaders strive to keep the people and the organization moving forward toward its vision. They recognize that organizations can sometimes be filled with appointees, but teams can be built only by good leadership. You may have been appointed to a level one position, but you will have to lead yourself and others above it. You must be willing to give up what is in order to reach for what you could be. Let a vision for making a difference lift you and your people above the confines of job descriptions and petty rules. Forget about your leadership rights. Focus on your responsibility to make a difference in the lives of people you lead. When you receive a position or title, you haven't arrived. It's time to start moving and taking others along with you. Leadership isn't a right, it's a privilege. It must be continually earned. If you possess any sense of entitlement, that'll work against you. If you've thought in terms of position, change your focus. Instead, think about your leadership potential. What kind of leader do you have the potential to become? What kind of position and positive effect can you have on the people that you lead? What kind of impact can you make on the world? Rewrite your goals to embrace a non-positional mindset. It'll make the difference in your teachability and the way you treat your team members. Number three, leave your position and move toward your people. People who rely on position often mistakenly believe that it is the responsibility of the people to come to them for what they need and want. Good leaders understand that it is their responsibility to move towards their people. Leaders are innovators. The Greek philosopher Socrates said, "Let him that would move the world first move himself." If you want to move up to level two in your leadership, you need to get out of your territory. You need to stop being king of the hill, get down from your high place, and find your people. You must move beyond your job description, both in terms of work, but in terms of the work that you do and the way you interact with your people. You must make it your responsibility to learn who you are and who they are. Find out what they need and help them, and the team wins. In order to do anything new in life, you must be willing to leave your comfort zone. That involves taking risk, which can be frightening, but however, each time we leave our comfort zone and conquer new territory, it not only expands our comfort zone, but also enlarges us. If you want to grow as a leader, be prepared to be uncomfortable. But know this, the risks are well worth the rewards. All right, thank you for listening today, and please do us a big favor. Leave a comment or review, and be sure to stop by www.battlefieldtraining.com for more leadership opportunities and resources. Remember, listen, learn, and then lead. And remember, most of all, you got to work smarter because it just makes sense. Hey, thanks a lot. Have a great day.